Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Tim Irwin is here, too. Tim is an almost 11-year member of our Brain Trust, licensed psychologist and professor of psychology at University of Georgia. He's the managing partner at Irwin, Inc., author of a number of books, including Run with the Bulls, including Derailed, including Impact, Great Leadership Changes Everything. He's a very thoughtful person, and his work is very important. He's our good friend, Tim Irwin. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Great to be with you. Good morning.
Good to have you here. Hey, Tim, you're the first person I've had on the show to talk about this thing that's going on right now with among the celebrities primarily. And it's where all these revelations of sexual abuse, sexual misconduct of different ways, whether it be language, whether it be physical, whether it be intimidation, whatever, by men of women. And this has been going on a long time, but it seems to be reaching a critical, moving towards critical mass at the highest levels of our country. What do you think?
Well, Jim, there's no question, and it's a funny thing going on. When Harvey Weinstein's misconduct came to the surface, it just seemed to open the floodgates. It seemed to give women an incentive to go ahead and just kind of get it out there and start talking about starting a public dialogue. But let me say this: all we're seeing is the tip of the iceberg. These are people that are famous. These are
right.
people in the news.
Right.
This is a much bigger problem if we think of this as an iceberg. I mean, there's a lot below the surface. And most of the people that derail because of this aren't in the news. They just go away quietly in the night.
Mm-hmm. Well, it breaks my heart to think that every woman in the workplace has probably got a sexual harassment story. That's heartbreaking to think about that. And almost every woman you talk to has got something they can say. Every woman in my life has been able to tell me, has told me a story about stuff like that.
Well, Jim, you know, it's interesting. We were talking a few minutes ago about maybe we should have a woman as part of this dialogue, which I would welcome. But, you know, this is, for the most part, a male problem.
That's right.
In other words, I have 35 or 40 even, examples that I've archived where I have video footage and other things. And I think I only have two women, and they weren't for sexual misconduct. They were for other things. They were just for making really bad decisions with their companies or arrogance
mm-hmm.
or whatever. But
these are all couched in the concept of derailing themselves.
No question.
Yeah.
These are people that were arrogant. They missed warning signals. They lied to themselves. And I've got lots of examples. But, you know, just this morning, Matt Lauer is now he's just been fired by NBC.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can't say, I guess we should, you know, give everybody the opportunity to prove their innocence. But
well, you don't fire Matt Lauer for nothing.
You're exactly right. You know, we got lots of political leaders.
You would have thought he would have been untouchable.
Well, you would think. I mean, he was kind of the one guy that was making more.
Oh, yeah, he was a moneymaker for them.
No question.
For NBC.
But you got all these political leaders. You got John Conyers and Al Franken and
yep.
you know, Judge Moore over in Alabama. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff is starting to surface. And this is a big problem.
Well, here's why we know it's going to get bigger. We know that $17 million over the last 20 years or so, $17 million of taxpayers' money has been used to pay off women to be quiet.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Just from members of Congress. What's going to happen when that list becomes exposed? And you know it's going to, Tim.
Well, the hypocrisy in this is also stunning. I mean, there are political leaders who've been defended by various figures. I mean, going all the way back to Bill Clinton, I mean, Bill Clinton is the most visible figure in this whole area, but it applies.
I don't know that we've ever had a rapist in the White House before, but we...
Well, you never know, but certainly we've never had one in the public dialogue nearly as much. But,
that's right.
You know, ultimately, the point I wanted to make in our conversation, and Jim, you and I had some great conversation, but ultimately it's not about them, it's about us. In other words, the question is, are we paying attention to our own behavior? Are we paying attention to the – there's some fairly – in my research, there's some fairly predictable stages that get people into trouble. And I really want for us, and I mean collectively us, our listening audience, to be attuned to this so that we don't get in trouble.
Well, you know, you're right. Even if we're not the one doing the harassing or the harm, we're probably – we've seen it. We've been around.
Well, there's no
it.
Question.
So if a female peer of mine, when I was 20 in my 20s, if a female peer of mine were being harassed by our boss, my boss and her boss, you know, what do I do? Do I go? You know, beat him up? Do I? You know, do I call him out and lose my job? I mean, all those years ago, nothing was going to change, and that's the heartbreaking part. The women just basically had to deal with it.
Well, I think our first responsibility is to guard our own core, make sure that we're staying in the right direction, and then, you know, we have to ask the question, what's our responsibility to help others or to tell others? I know I worked with a board, and the CEO was involved with his personal executive assistant. She was going with him on trips and so on.
Yeah.
And the board was, they were cowards. They were unwilling to confront him, and eventually
right.
It exploded in a Wall Street Journal article and got really ugly.
Yeah. So where do we go from here, Tim?
Well, I think it's first important just to understand, you know, how do people get into this spot? One of the things I found in my research of derailers is that a common denominator among people who derail is lack of self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
These are people that don't think very deeply about themselves or about their behavior.
Or others.
Or others. I mean, it's the failure of other awareness, but it begins with a failure of self-awareness. And I think this is something where we all have to come to terms that we need to be willing to take a hard look
at. Is there also some level of sociopathy?
Well, you know, there could be.
It's got to be. If you're willing to treat a person like some of these women have been treated, or men if they've just been bullied. I've been bullied before in the workplace.
Yep.
If you got somebody who's willing to do that to another human being and just walk on like nothing happened, there's some sociopathy in there.
Well, there likely is, but I'm saying I think we can explain it at an even more simple level, and it's arrogant. Arrogance
yeah.
is the mark of all the
rails. We got to come up with there's got to be more than that, though. Hold on to that thought. Tim Irwin and I will be right back. Tim, I need your website, please, quickly.
DrTimIrwin.com.
That's Irwin with an I. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.